Chapter 5. Poor, poor ghost. A few days after this, Virginia and the young Duke went out horse riding. They were riding through some woods when one of the trees caught Virginia's skirt and made a big hole in it. Later, when she got home, she went up the back stairs to her room. She wanted to change her skirt before anyone saw it. On the way to her bedroom, she went past a room which was not often used. The door was half open, and she stopped. "Is someone in there?" she thought. She went to the door and looked in. To her surprise, Virginia saw the Canterville ghost. He was sitting near the window, watching the first leaves of autumn dancing in the wind. His head was on his hand, and he looked very unhappy. At first, little Virginia wanted to run away and lock herself in her room, but then she began to feel sorry for him. She went quietly into the room, but he did not see her until she spoke. "I am so sorry for you," she said. "But my brothers are going back to school tomorrow, and then nobody will hurt you if you don't try to frighten us." The ghost was also surprised to see Virginia.
"But I am a ghost," he answered. "I must walk about at night, shake my chains, and go ooh and ah through keyholes. That's my job. It's why I'm here."
"It's not why at all," said Virginia. "And you have been very bad. Mrs. Umney told us that you killed your wife."
"Well, that's true," said the ghost.
"It is very wrong to kill anyone," Virginia told him.
"Oh, that's very easy to say," said the ghost. "My wife was not beautiful like you, and she was a bad housekeeper, and knew nothing about cooking. Well, it doesn't matter now. It's all finished. But I don't think it was very nice of her brothers to kill me."
"They killed you?" said Virginia.
"Well, they locked me in a room without food or water until I died," said the ghost.
"No food? Oh, Mr. Ghost, I mean Sir Simon, are you hungry? I have a sandwich. Would you like it?"
"No, thank you," said the Canterville ghost. "I never eat anything now, but it's very kind of you. You are much nicer than the rest of your horrible family."
"Stop!" cried Virginia angrily. "It is you who are horrible. You took the paints out of my paint box to make that stupid blood stain in the library. You took my best reds, so I can't make any more pictures of the sun going down in the evenings. Then you took the green and the yellow. What's left? Dark blue and white? What pictures can I make with those? Only moonlight pictures, which are not easy to do. I never said a word about it to the others, but I was very angry, and it was all very stupid. Green blood! I've never seen green blood."
"Well, what could I do?" said the ghost. "It's very difficult to get real blood these days, and your brother started it all with his Pinkerton's famous stain cleaner. So I used your paint. What's wrong with that? You Americans don't understand anything."
"You know nothing about Americans or America," said Virginia. "Why don't you go there? Father will be very happy to pay for your ticket. There are people in America who are ready to pay $100,000 to get a family ghost."
"No, thank you," said the ghost. I don't think I would like America.
Why? Because it doesn't have any old buildings that are falling down? Because everything is new and modern? Or because the people don't speak nicely?
Virginia was angry.
Excuse me, but I must go and ask my father to give the twins another week's holiday.
Oh, please don't go, Miss Virginia, cried the ghost. I am so lonely and so unhappy, and I don't know what to do. I want to go to sleep, but I cannot.
That's stupid. You just go to bed and put out your candle. It's very easy to sleep. Even babies can do it, and they're not very clever.
I have not slept for 300 years, he said unhappily,
and Virginia's beautiful blue eyes got bigger and bigger with surprise.
300 years, he said again, and I'm so tired.
She began to feel sorry for him once more. Her little mouth trembled like the leaves of a flower, and she looked at him kindly.
Poor, poor ghost, she said quietly, and moved nearer to him. Isn't there anywhere that you can sleep?
On the other side of the woods, there is a garden, he answered, with a faraway look in his eyes. The grass is long and deep. There are beautiful white flowers, and a bird sings sweetly all night long. The moon looks down, and the big old tree puts out its arms over the sleepers.
You mean the Garden of Death? Virginia said softly.
Yes, death. Death could be so beautiful, to lie quietly under the ground, with the grass above moving slowly in the wind, and everything silent, to have no yesterday and no tomorrow, to forget time, to have peace, and to be still forever.
He looked at her.
You can open the door to death for me, for love is always with you, and love is stronger than death is.
Virginia suddenly felt cold, and she began to tremble. Then the ghost spoke again, and his voice was like a soft wind through the trees.
Have you ever read the old words on the library window? He asked.
Oh, yes, often, cried the little girl. I know them well. They are painted in strange black letters and are difficult to read. There are only 4 lines. When a golden girl has prayed for you, and a little child has cried for you, the house will then be quiet and still, and peace will come to Canterville. But I don't know what they mean.
They mean this, said the ghost. You can pray for me, because I am bad and cannot pray. You can cry for me, and for all the bad things I have done, because I cannot cry. And if you have been sweet and good and kind, death will be kind to me. Horrible shapes will come to frighten you in the darkness, and you'll hear terrible voices in your ear, but they cannot hurt you. They cannot win the fight against the goodness of a little child.
Virginia did not answer, and the ghost watched her unhappily. Suddenly, she stood up. Her face was very white, and there was a strange light in her eyes.
I'm not afraid, she said. I'll pray for you to die, and for you to have peace.
With a small but happy cry, the ghost stood up, took her hand, and kissed it. His fingers were as cold as snow, and his lips burned like fire. Virginia went with him across the dark room. Suddenly the wall opened, and there was a great black hole in front of her. A cold wind came out of the darkness, and she could feel something pulling at her dress.
"Come quickly, quickly," cried the ghost, "or it will be too late."
And in a second, the wall closed behind them, and the room was empty.